Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Running on all cylinders. How about you?
Just one thing after another.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. Good. Sounds good.
It's another day living in paradise here.
Right, yeah. Well, we've been down to 20 degrees last night. We're going down to 18 with the wind chill tonight. And I am looking forward to my Florida trip.
Well, but, right today we hit 77 with the most beautiful sea breeze on it. Absolutely fabulous. Low humidity.
You know, Neon Leon sent me a message on Facebook about that. He was, like, thrilled about the weather there. He was, like, so funny.
Well,
yeah,
we
that
live
was
in
cute.
Paradise.
Yep.
We do live in paradise.
Yes. Anyway, my daffodils are confused. My trees are flowering, but a lot of the flower blossoms are falling now. But I just had redone the deck, front and back. But this too will pass. Not a big deal. But I'm so excited about the new moon coming up. And tonight, though, there's a lot of stuff going on in the heavens. It's kind of interesting. We have another Aquarian parade going on. And so, to me, the Aquarian energy is higher mind. It's ruled by Uranus, which also does rule astrologers like us. But I love the fact that there's so many planetary energies in there. The moon, Mars, Venus, Saturn. I mean, it's about wanting to learn more, want to know more, want to connect to divine spirit. And the parade has some squares to it, but again, sometimes you take the high road, the doubts and the fears disappear. What do you think?
Well, I do agree. You know, this is all about enlightenment. Okay, it's opening people to stretch to another perspective, because the square is to the Uranus effect. And here again, with Uranus being there, what it really does is it says, and I can enlighten and awaken it. Uranus is the planet of Aquarius. So now Aquarius is challenging Aquarius. So it's that thought process of taking a bigger picture, a second thought, looking at it from a different view or a different perspective that gives you that aha moment, okay? So I feel a lot of this right now is about stretching a little bit more out of your comfort zone to really try and look at things in just a little bit different of a perspective or see a different view of it in some way, somehow. And I think there is where you'll find your answer to what is challenging you with that square.
Absolutely. Now, you and I both know there's been an absence of fire in the heavens for a long time now. And on the new moon, we have Mercury, the lights, and Chiron all lined up in Aries. Thank you. The fire returns. Nice.
Yes, it has just begun. And that new moon,
yes, ma'am.
You know, I like that about this new moon in this way, that it is about that new beginning. Spring has sprung. This is so, you know, I like the divine number of the 11 that it is. Just
yes, I agree with you, yes.
So it is about starting fresh, starting anew, you know. It is about, you know, there still be some conflicts because Mars will still be in square with that Uranus but at that time. But at the same point, the moon moves away, things are getting lighter, you know, all of that stuff starts to trek away from that fixed square. And so it is about freedom and letting go and looking forward, but looking forward with caution, of course, but don't get too hasty just because you get a little bit of fire. But it really is.
I hear
it
that.
Really,
I hear that.
Optimism in that and really the start and the push towards this. I love this new moon. What do you think about it?
I really can appreciate a T-square because to me, a T-square is not as inhibitory as a grand square. T-square is all about balance, and it's all about integrating, and that is all over this chart. So I like that because we can balance our yin-yang energy with both Venus and Mars and Aquarius and Saturn the Great Teacher. Everything you have learned and everything you have taught others, it's good to listen even to our own good advice right now, okay? Excuse me. I've been talking all day. I'm not supposed to do this, but I am doing it. And this is great. I also like the fact that both Jupiter and Neptune are trying to south node in Scorpio. So you can be blessed if you go to your desire at this time and bring it forth from your subconscious or your spiritual center to your conscious mind to create something new. I love that. Because I have a lot of artists and musicians and people that do poetry, people that are publishing books right now as clients. I love that angle for them. It's interesting because they all have planets in that sector. One of the two. Yeah.
Of course.
It's crazy. You and I see this. We see synchronicity because we read so many people. We start to see these trends going on. It's like amazing what astrology can teach you. And you are teaching right now. How are your classes going? I know you love this new class, Jacqueline.
Oh, it's going awesome. It really is going awesome. It's really good. And that's what it is all about. You know, this is everything expands and grows. Everything moves and changes on this earth. And, you know, I find a lot of times with people that they're, you know, that they just naturally they're harmonizing with one part or another of their chart. And it's like if they just tweak it a little or look at it just in a little different of a perspective, they really find that true understanding. And, you know, it's interesting because we do. It proves to me that everybody feels these energies in one form or another.
Absolutely. Because, again, see, I don't necessarily see the planets as causative. I see them as reflective from how heaven sees Earth, okay? And so that's why some of these things are about choices. It's not necessarily about a command performance, okay? And so I see it differently as most people, but that's how I see it. Now, on the new moon, though, at the same time, it has Capricorn rising. And a Capricorn rising in, this is on the eastern seaboard because the ascension of a lunation chart changes by location. But what it's doing is it's forming some small squares to just Mercury. And I guess I can include the lights. It's a little wide for me, but whatever. About be who you are, ground your power, make your statement, make your directive clear to your guardian angels, the divine, however you do that. And out of that challenge, you will find change that supports you and your mission.
I think that's good.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on in that chart, and I liked it because I think it's going to be helping a lot of people that I serve. So I have people call me usually like every month or every 2 months because they're going through a major life change. We all have been doing this during the COVID experience, okay? But people are starting to see the possibilities in a unique way. And both the chart tonight and on the new moon, I think it's going to help them to perfect that and be more inspired by it. This is a good time that's coming. I just feel April's going to be very kind in many ways, and we're going to be more motivated. We live too much in fear and can't what we lost, what we can't do. This is going to make a nice shift, I have to tell you, this month. I just love that. I love that.
I do. I agree that spring has sprung with this one. I can't say that enough. This is one of those springtimes where I say, yes, April is really going to really motivate everybody. This is a good time to come out, to start doing that, to get focused, like you said, on really what truly your passion is, and get out there and start making it happen. This is where you plant those seeds and start to see them grow.
Now, every sign, just so people that are listening understand this, every sign has an aggressive and recessive energy. And Aries is often misunderstood. It's the sign of the ram, but it's also a sign of the lamb. Okay? Know that as Easter approaches, as you see things flower, as you see baby bunnies being born in your yard, okay, know that the Aries energy is just amazing. It's ruled by Mars, so it's about motivation. It's about inspiration doing. So it has a lot of good aspects, and the way it aspects your chart can really serve you or serve those you love. So as you look at the charts tonight, Jack and I are both going to see how this new lunation and how these changes of energies can perhaps serve you. Even if you've been struggling for a while, again, as Jacqueline had said now twice in the show, spring has sprung. Okay? Let's go for that. Let's go for that. You ready
okay.
for the first one? Okay.
Okay.
780, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How's it going? Your favorite Aries person.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, I just had a birthday on Thursday, so I'm going pretty good. So, should be an interesting year for an Aries. I just listened to Aphrodite talk about Aries.
Bada bing, so. Bada boom.
Oh, yes, it's going to be very interesting year this year, so just getting prepared for it as much as I can and as much as everybody else can, so that's all we can do. Enjoy the moments while you have every moment of time.
Absolutely, you know. Again, you are a creator, a co-creator of your reality, and you serve others so much, hon. Really, we love you.
I love you too.
So what question did you have tonight?
My question is, for the next 3 months, I'm wondering about my, I guess, not the job security, but more of the security of my like-minded friends who are also, you know, prepping for what's going on right now. I'm just finding that I got to go with that crowd right now versus the people who are open but not doing anything right now to prepare for something that may come. There's a good question. Thank you.
Wow. Right now, for you to be involved with people of like mind and like spirit, and to secure in them the dream they have can be phenomenal, okay? You have to understand the new moon energy lasts till the next one. Now, we do have a black moon this month of April coming up, okay? We're going to have two new moons in 1 month, but they're all in your fourth house of community. Those you're comfortable with, and those you can secure, those you can help. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thank you.
Well, yeah, and no matter how you look at this in your solar return or transits or this new moon, you know, there's a pounding thing, okay? And it is all about that community spirit, okay? You have a Capricorn moon in your solar return, so you feel this again. And remember, you have a critical degrees Virgo moon by birth. Very strong earth types here, okay? So you feel compelled to physically do something about what they're doing. No. You be you. You be a part of that community. You be that example for that community, not to force them or to help them try and do anything, but be the example. Okay?
Right.
Does
I
that
love
make
that.
Sense to you?
I love that.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I have a friend who's an Aries, female Aries, actually, one of my friends, and we always have that issue. We're just like, we help people, and it's like, why aren't they doing it? And we get mad about it.
Yeah, no. And again here, your moon, your solar return moon sits on your south node, dead on, okay? So that is, here again, you have all the tools. You have everything you need to do what is right. That makes it a do-over. Anytime you have the south node, it's a do-over thing. So you've done this before, okay? It's just a discipline you're using this year that you know about. You may not like doing it, but it's the best thing you can do. So you have to sing your happy song as you go along and enjoy your community. It's all about that, okay? He has a Mercury in Aries. He's a happy guy normally.
Thank you.
So it is about that. Don't be so concerned about their stuff. Again, I go reiterate that you have to be you and set that example of you naturally, and everything else will fall into place with them.
Okay. That's much good.
You have leadership skills. You have leadership skills that you're going to hone in a different way this year, I think. Okay? And
I think so.
So you're going to enjoy it even more, okay? Now, I'm not sure if the words that I'm going to say are exactly right, but you have leadership skills. They're amazing. It helps other people develop their potential, okay? So you are a mentor more than a teacher because you teach on all ways, okay? And because of that, even if they struggle, they are going to respect the heck out of you. Trust me. Okay? So that's kind of what's going down. And it's going to be very fulfilling for you because the people that you do care about, the people that share your vision, you will support them, they will support you. The exchange of energy can be absolutely incredible.
I find that too. I do find that with my good friends who I are like-minded, and we're doing the community preppers thing. And I don't know, I love that energy because it's just, it's not confrontational. It's just, listening to each other and, just sharing ideas and heart-to-heart talks. And yeah, just really awesome. And awesome friendships too.
It's like a think tank on a spiritual level. Okay?
Yes.
And that feeds you on more than one level because you have to remember that your moon is on the Leo Virgo cusp. So it feeds you in many ways to have this exchange without conflict where all you can grow and at some point rose like a flower to the sun. Okay?
Mm,
and I think that's what you're working on, and I think you're going to see that. Because it's people that really trust and believe in the way they're trying to spiritually, guide them, support them, help them develop their own gifts. You are very unique, my friend. Very unique.
I define as myself as unique, but I also find myself as just more of... sometimes I just feel alone sometimes too, so when you're really unique and very smart.
Mhm. I've been called genius. I've been called eccentric. I hear you, baby. But you know what? It doesn't matter because I honor my gifts and I give it to others. And more that I can count is help them to have the courage to follow their own path, even if it's not exactly mine. And that's fine with me. You know, live your dream. Embrace your vision. This is that time. Okay? And you do that very, very well. Now, you are very humble, and although I think that's cute, I think you need to appreciate yourself more than you do, my friend. Okay? I'm just going to say this kindly.
Yes.
And know one thing. You're the kind of person, if they got into a tough space, if the rest of the world walked out tomorrow and they called you, you would pick up that call, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Yes. Because you know why? You're beyond self. You have a universal energy with you that's so unique. And as an Aries, you want to vibrate to that frequency. This new moon is going to make that even more profound over the next month. I swear to you it will. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree. And again here, I think that you really need to just be yourself and go with the flow of it. And you'll find the beauty and the joy of the situation. I promise you.
Okay. I agree for the guidance. Go on to
and
flow,
you know what?
Boy.
But I want you to know is one thing. You can be the most beautiful lamb, not the ram, okay, in your life. Because you are sentient, you're kind, and you can feel others in a very unique way. And I know you have good clairvoyant skills as well. So for people to seek you out and work with you as a team, as a group that wants to share the spiritual energies, everybody in that circle, my friend, is going to prosper inside themselves. They might not feel it that day when you commune, but they'll come back and they'll tell you, oh, my goodness, this changed me in a unique way. Just like that. Just like that. Okay?
Well...
Now, can you bring forth the courage to be happy?
Oh, wow, that's a good question.
I want you to bring forth the spirit to be happy on the new moon. Do a ritual, my friend. Please. Please, for
okay.
me.
Sure.
Say, I am, therefore I am. I choose to be happy. I enlighten. I want to enlighten others. I'll help them on their path. They've chosen. I'll give my gifts to make it even better. Because that's what you do every day. Do it every day, honey. And Jack and I both adore you. We know what a good seer you are and how much all of this means to you. And we bless you every day. Okay?
Oh, that's so beautiful to hear. On my belated birthday, thank you much. That's the best gift ever, I think.
And many blessings to you.
Well, this has been quite the conversation and a great reading, as usual. So, yes, I will definitely do this on a new moon.
Thank you for your devotion. Thank you for your devotion. I mean, I think you signed up for this as a covenant before you were ever in your mother's womb. But thanks for the devotion you've given to so many, honey. You should need to be honored by not only us that are here, by those that support you in your gift, because you are amazing, honey, okay? You're good.
You are blessed, as usual, by the spirit world and angels and guides and creator.
Yep. You keep in touch with us. We miss you and we love you, okay?
I do too. We will. I will. So thank you so much again.
Do you have anything to add, Jacqueline?
Thanks, Jacqueline.
No, you added it all. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. Take care, Jay.
Yes, grateful for your wisdom, Jacqueline, as usual.
God bless.
Sending you much love, Jay.
Yeah, much love.
Sweet.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, such an amazing person. He helps so many people like we do. I just love him. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 510, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Who's this?
Who are we speaking with?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Tasha.
I'm sorry?
Tasha.
Oh.
Oh,
I
Tasha.
Have you there.
Okay.
Hey, Tasha, how are you?
Hi. Hi,
Maybe it's my device, but I couldn't hear that clearly. I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
you need my birthday?
Give it to me to make sure I have it. Give it to me and make sure I have it.
Yep, June 22nd.
And
you were born in California? And where do you live now?
Yeah. I'm still in California, Oakland.
Got it. Great. So what question did you have for us today?
As far as love relationships, when did y'all see that happen?
Let's take a peek. See what's showing up. Are you currently seeing someone?
No.
Good.
Sarah, no way.
It's only been 4 years.
Struggling, man. I'm struggling. My heart goes out to you.
Go ahead. Go for it, Jacqueline. Go for it. I know I see you. Go for it, girl. Go.
Okay. I'll go first. Okay. Hey, the good news is, let me put it to you this way. The good news is that it's coming, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
The bad news is it's not now.
Oh, okay.
This is a time for you to really...
Stop, man.
Oh, you got it. Oh, my God.
This is really good for you to work on you, okay? It's all about you.
I've been doing that for a year.
No, but it really wants you to fine-tune and hone in on you, okay? This is all about, it's a new day. You know that spring is sprung thing that I was talking about, okay? This is an unusual, abnormally strong one, and I'm telling you to go with the flow of it and go with the vibe of it. You have that Sagittarius moon, and it's been really dimly lit lately, and so you know you haven't been your fun self lately, but now it is time to do this. So it is time to get out there, start to do and take care of yourself, what activities you do to take care of yourself and how you go about your day differently in your self-care is how you're going to be able to meet your mate. Because you still have to wait for Mars and Venus both to get into that seventh house of one-to-one relationships, and that's still a few months away or a couple months away.
Oh,
so, again, it is
a few weeks
all
away.
About...
It's a few weeks away, yeah.
Okay. It's got to be a little. Oh, well, hers is a 28 degree. Okay, that's why you're saying that. Okay,
right,
yours is shorter than what I was looking at. do the activity, and I'm still going to say this because for the next 3 to 4 weeks, it's still going to have that self-care that you need to take. So start a new habit, start a new routine. this Aries new moon can be a great motivator for if you want to start something new on it with that all that Aries energy around it. It's a great time to do that. I strongly suggest on April 1st that you make that decision and start a new routine, and you'll find that you'll be much better prepared for a relationship than you are today. Okay, so there you go. Okay. What do you think, Evan?
I think you cannot have a commitment where you're not allowed to be independent, my dear. Okay? You have to have both.
Okay.
And you should never settle for less. Okay? You've got trines and blessing lines all over this chart. If you just be who you are and you get more involved with other people to share your philosophy, create conversations, do some things that you can do, something's going to pop up, okay? And that's okay. But at the same time, you want to be loved because of who you are on the deepest level. You really want to have emotional and passionate intimacy. You don't want to settle for less. Don't. Okay? Because I think the more that you're free and the more that you express yourself and the more that you're funny, and you can be a great storyteller, can't you? Yeah. It's about sharing your stories with another person. When you get in a conversation, it might be a cameo conversation, right? You start chatting with each other, and all of a sudden, 2 hours have gone by. That would be the one to look at. Not anybody that's trying to have their own agenda, looking for something special. You don't need to heal anybody else right now. You're done with that. You want to be with someone who you can get together with and really have that exchange of energy to the positive, and you're close. You're really close. But instead of looking for it, I would look, as Jacqueline said, to you. Be your best you every day. Be more social, more outgoing. Ask people how they are. I mean, really allow yourself to be emotionally, spiritually available. Okay?
Okay.
Because that's your key to finding what you desire. Because you know what? If it's not really about you and that person, it's probably not real. There's something that is there that may be exchanged, and it could even be good. But it's not where you really want to be over the long haul. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, it makes sense.
Put yourself out there, Tasha. And know that you're just having fun being you. Invite other people in to have fun being them. And things are going to shift probably over the next month. Once this new moon happens on April 1st, it's in effect until the next new moon, which is the last day of April. I would really put it out there throughout this month of April, big time.
Okay.
And you keep us posted, okay, honey?
Okay, thank you.
Many blessings to you. All right, bye-bye.
All right.
I just think she's going to get so fired up, Jacqueline. Wow. It's coming in.
You know,
spring is sprung.
I say again, and because I feel for her, because everybody who has like a sun, moon, ascendant that's fire has been through a few months of just depressing stuff.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm going to say to all of them,
absolutely,
spring is sprung. I can't reiterate that enough because it is. It really is going to be fun. April's going to be fun. It you'll see. You're able to go out and move again, and you're going to feel that fire back again.
Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hey, Coach 267, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, it's Jessica from, you have me down as New York City, 716.
So how are you doing?
I am rising to another level, going through a similar situation in living situation, but I'm rising this time. That's the choice. So conquering it, let's put it that way. Doing it.
I love it.
Yeah,
and when's your birthday, Jessica?
7/16/77.
I gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I am curious. I am, my lease is up April 1st and still have it out to the universe to find my next right place. And, yeah, curious what you guys see going on in my chart.
Well, I don't see you making a long-distance move. I see you making a short move.
Yeah,
right.
I just want to go down the street. That's really, yeah.
Right? You have trines and blessing lines all over you for making a local move. And the Aries planets and the new moon are supporting that. So I think it's going to work out better than you thought. Now, because you're in delay, there's no planets retrograde this month, and there's not going to be any retrograde next month until the last day of April Pluto goes direct. But it's not a trigger planet. And so right now, you need to move into a place that you love, where you feel very mobile, and also that you don't own it. It's your comfort space, okay? I know that sounds crazy, but I just think you're going to find it. I think you're going to find it soon, really soon. So right on top of you, have you already looked at properties?
So it is just a house for rent that I'm seeking. I have been looking, and I was going through a little bit of some, like, past trauma was coming up around this stuff the last several days. I was just been sitting with it, healing it, doing a lot of writing, doing a lot of prayer, meditation. And I spoke to my landlord. I actually just wrote her an email before this. This is the second time of like, hey, can I have an extension? I'm still looking for a place if I could have to like April 15th. I went, so I had a couple of like maybe like some anxiety, like panic days that I was like, I just need to find a place. But when I went to the two places, my body was like, no. So I was like, no, I need to honor that I love the place. So I'm just reworking my old programming that I can get what I want. I got what I want when I moved here 4 months ago, and I just want to keep, I found my power then, and I want to believe, and I do believe, and I want that childhood innocence again, that I can have what I want all the time and keep growing bigger, you know? This is what I teach. So yeah, I'm just waiting for the house to be posted online. Like, I just look online a couple times a day for new postings and praying about it. Did I lose you?
No, I think it's right in your neighborhood.
Nothing has been posted yet. I've driven around. I've looked
now,
for houses.
I'm not talking about just exactly where you live. I'm talking about your tri-county area.
Okay, right, okay? All right.
So I need you need to expand your search, okay? Because you have all these Aries planets right now, and the new moon moving to your third house of local moves, three counties, sometimes three state area, but there's so many trines there, I can't even tell them apart on my chart today.
That's interesting. Okay.
Which means that you're going to find what you love where you feel your I am presence is right there, and you're going to know it the minute you walk in the door, my dear. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. I think you're holding yourself back. I agree with Aphrodite. I so agree with Aphrodite. I like the way she approached this aspect of saying, get out there and look bigger, broader, okay? Because, yes, you are addressing some old issues from the past about your domain, neighborhood, community. All of that stuff is being addressed at this point in time, okay? But again, I agree with her. There's so many darn blessing lines. It's there. I don't care how you look at it, it's there. Think about it as, you know, I know you went back to your landlord and said, hey, may I have a couple extra weeks because of that unsureness of you. It's not about that. It's that you have a week to sit here and find this thing. And I think you can find it within this week. And so it is about jumping over those issues, saying, no, you're not going to hold me back. I'm going to find this one. I'm determined. And I'm going to put all my energies into making sure that I find this one this week. And have that determination with it. And you will find it. I guarantee you. Look bigger. Look broader. Look at this more optimistically and more that it can be done than fearing that it can't. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the place where I'm like now I think building myself up to. It was like I was in such a trusting place for most of the month and calm. Then this stuff came up and I was dealing with like the anxiety and the fears. And then I've been wobbling the last couple of days. I do think I'm going to be able to find it this week. I just didn't want to keep it going with her till last minute of like, hey, I still haven't found a place. So she might come back and say,
it was good for you to have the plan B, but I don't think you're going to need it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to need it either. But like now I'm really in the groove of like, again, of what I did because Aphrodite, I don't know if you remember, but I crossed the border. I moved to Pennsylvania 4 months ago. So now I was looking at a couple of different towns around here. And then Spirit was telling me like to be more specific on like exactly where I wanted to live because I was noticing that when I was going to this one town, I didn't want to be there. So it was like, why are you even looking here? Just command that you want to be in such and such town. But now you guys are saying, well, maybe do move to a different town that's like
half
an hour away.
I never said that, Jessica.
Okay.
And you'll find your answer.
Okay.
There's a difference. You made that judgment. You see how that comes back of, oh, I don't want to do that? No. Leave it more open. Leave it more free. Don't make a judgment on it. That's the lesson in this, is know it, be it, work the system, and allow it to unfold the beautiful way it's going to unfold. Do not try and judge how it's going to unfold, because that's where you get caught up in this.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, even that kind of statement brings up anxieties and fears, you know. But like you're saying I can still keep to the two towns that I wanted or like the three towns I want? I'm like, just can you clarify that or no?
I think it's more expansive than that. It might be just a neighboring town. The energy might be different. You can only move to a place that you love. You can only live to a place you can be your I am. And
Don't
worry about the name of the town. Worry about the energy when you walk there. Look at the energy when you walk into the home to look at it.
Right.
Really embrace your heart chakra right now. Okay?
Which I have, yes. I've been feeling a lot of energy there. Yes, okay.
And I think it's right on top of you. You just haven't seen it yet. It could be like three doors down from you. I don't know that. I just know it's going to be a local move, like I said. And I know that you're going to find what you love, okay? And you're going to see it's easy for you to get to all the things you need in your daily life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So you need to look at that, okay? You don't want to be too isolated, but you want some privacy. But you still want to be able to get in and out, okay? And if you walk in that place and you feel your heart chakra go boom, that's the one you put your money down for. And I wouldn't do it any other way with you, okay?
Yeah, no, I did. I like, that's exactly what I wanted to do, because that's what I felt here. I just was having some things come up of like, hey, it's last minute, and is that really right? That like, it's that old thing of like, this is terrible comment. It's old programming, but it's like, beggars can't be choosers. Like, you're really running the wire there, you know, like that whole. But that's just, you know, especially when you get the landlord involved.
Don't do anything out of desperation. Do it out of heartfelt desire, my dear.
Right. And even if the landlord is like, no, there is no extension, I still stick
then
to that.
Then you know,
like,
you have to step up the mission more to get out on time. But either way, just do what we said. Jack and I both see you finding something really soon. So,
yeah, me too. I do see that too. Yes. All right, I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah, meditation
just,
like three times a day. All right, thank
I'm
you.
Go ahead. Pretty lenient, okay, especially with something like that. As a result of that, for them to legally get you out of a place, it takes a whole heck of a lot of time.
Right.
So usually be more lenient with a week or two just because it's easier and you're going to pay her. So
yeah.
You see where I'm saying you're stressing out about this way too much?
Yeah, well, I've been talking to myself about that. It's past trauma that's being triggered that I went through with my parents several years ago. That's what it was, just coming back around. So that's
exactly
what it's making. Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to say is exactly, I hear you on that. And it is about a false image. No, that's done. It's never going to happen again. That trauma is still there. I understand, but I'm not going to feed into it. I'm not going to stop myself or feed that false image anymore and move forward. That's what I'm saying. Look a little broader, look a little bigger, because again here, when you start looking forward and stop feeding into that negativity is when you're going to find that place.
I love that. I wrote those down. That's great affirmations, and I'll listen to that again too. Thank you. Yay. I'm so excited to move forward too. I am. So thank you. Please leave me on, and bless you guys as always.
All right. We love you. Stay tough. All right, girl. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. All right. Yeah, there's one way down here in the queue. Signed up earlier. Let me see if they're still here. Oh, there they are. Air code 917. You're on the air.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. This is Ellen.
Hey, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
I thought I knew that voice. How are you?
Well, just fine, and I'm so glad you took my call. You said wonderful things are going to happen in April. Let me hear about that. And anything else that we see in my
I
chart.
I love her. Cool. Okay. Ellen, when's your birthday?
Ellen.
I have like five Ellens on here. When's your birthday?
May 26, 1956, Brooklyn, New York.
Got it. Where are you now living? Where are you living?
Also in New York.
All right, got it. We're good.
And I'm going to say one more time again, you have that afflicted fire Sagittarius moon. Okay, it's been restricted for some time, so I hear you on that. Oh, it's just been draining lately, okay? You do have some fire. You do have some motivation that's coming up for you, okay? But I am going to also say slow and steady wins the race. One of the things about this is that you're at a time period where Saturn is transiting over your Mars. And with that, what that does is it gives you a little bit more discipline than others, okay? This is a great time to set some very strong foundations of your boundaries and limits and what you want to do. This is a great time for picking up some creative endeavors and working within them, okay? I like both of those for you in this aspect. Here again, It's really good for you to start something new, even though it may have been something that you've done in the past. Start anew right now, because I think you're going to find that over the next few months you can really start to feel freer than what you have over the last few. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. You have a lot of inconjuncts or frustration assets going on in your chart right now. And that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Like, oh, no, not more of this. Sorry.
Well, you have to understand, you've got two major planets in Gemini, okay? So you have to have a plan A and a plan B every day. Otherwise, you're going to experience anxiety. So because of that, have a plan A and a plan B. You're going through your Mars return in 2 weeks in Aquarius, just encouraging you to think outside the box, but to follow your heart. Okay? So remember this. Don't let your psychic gift be impaled by reality. Okay? In other words, let yourself say, okay, what else is out there, and open that door wide, okay? That serves you best right now. To look at things you never even thought of that could be a possibility, okay? This is not a time to stay stuck. It's a time to look at everything and then see what settles into your bones, okay? That's all I can tell you right now.
Do you mind if I ask a follow-up question? I'm looking for work now. I was very unhappy where I was, and I left there, and I'm looking for something new. Does anything in the chart look favorable regarding that?
Absolutely. This is what I want you to focus on. I think you can really find new opportunities there. I would go for something that you really like to do, because Jupiter and Neptune are conjunct in your sixth house of day-to-day work, and the Sun and Mercury are there. And one of the beauty marks of that whole situation is that Jupiter-Neptune connection is in trine to the Arabic part of fortune into your 10th house of your career. So there's an easy flow of energy for your own greater benefit to make a change at this point in time, and I think you can find it. I would be out there looking.
Yeah. I've been looking, yeah. Well, thank you so much. Well, it's got to end sometime, right? All these inconjuncts. Well, thank you again.
Hang in there. It's so hard to make a decision right now. But you need to do what can make you feel most secure in the gifts you know you've been given. That's the most important thing to use as your mantra right now. Do that.
Okay.
Do that. Say,
thank
I just
you,
want
baby.
To feel secure on this earth, do my gift and give my best, and put that out as your mantra, and you keep us posted, okay?
I'll do that. Thanks again, ladies. Bye-bye.
God bless. All right, sweet night. A very intense chart, to say the least.
Yeah, a little intense right now for her.
Yeah. All right, sweet. I think we've had a couple people drop off. Oh, no. Here she is. 203, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello, ladies. This is Pat, 71253.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Hi, this is Pat.
Oh, hey, Pat, how are you?
Hopefully better. The last probably three times I've called you, I've said, what's going on? And it's getting worse and worse and worse. Last time, I didn't even want to call you because it got worse again. The last thing that happened was I got my Medicaid insurance taken away from me. Totally. Anyway, I'm hoping that's the final thing. It really kind of humbled me.
So what do you want from us tonight?
I'm sorry?
What do you need from us tonight?
Do you see, I mean, you kept telling me things will get better, but so far, do you see things changing?
It's still in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah, still in Connecticut.
Thank you. Take a look. Wow. You've got triangles and blessing lines all over the place in this chart. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Is that good?
Wow. Yes. So you're going to be blessed even though you can't see it yet.
Right.
Wow. Did you work for the government in the past?
No. The government, that's what my insurance was taken away by the government.
Okay. All right. What are you doing now to create income?
I have Social Security, and I do dog sitting, dog walking. Someone just asked me about a new job, which would be phenomenal. I don't know if they're going to hire me. They just moved here, and they want someone every month, 9 days out of every month, which would just take care of a lot of my financial problems. So,
because the trying to bless your minds are saying, the solution is already in your hand on this new moon coming up on Friday, okay?
Okay.
So I think as much as a frustrated and disillusioned you've been, I think this is going to come through.
Oh, good.
You know, for you to have Social Security, though, see, that's why I saw your money coming from an institution that's partially government funded and regulated, which would be Social Security. So at least you
yes.
have that. But you also have to do something you love. Something you get into, and it's consistent. I think this might be the right thing to do. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do. I agree. I like the. You know, I like the. You always you have a Mars in Cancer conjunct your Sun conjunct Uranus. You have to keep your hands busy for your greater soul, and it is kind of like a meditation, okay, when you are helpful and you do work like that, especially with something like animals or something within the home itself, you know, gardening, something like this. Any of these things can really help you out. I hear you because, and I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer about this because Aphrodite is right. There's a ton of blessing lines. Believe it or not, all of this is for your greater benefit. But right now, you have some inconjunctions to that Mars-Uranus-Sun connection. And it's really, inconjunctions are just a matter of time. Inconjunctions challenge you while they're in the aspect. When they leave, they will not challenge you. And so it is about, it's all about the timing of things. Yes, the challenges are there, but they're passing over. Two of the four planets are already done. Now, tomorrow, another one of those planets is going to go away. So you're only going to have one that's going to have to pass over that. And what's going to happen at that point in time, because the planet is Mars, is your Mars trines that Mars. Or your Mars is going to be in conjunct that Mars. And the beauty of that is that it transforms and changes the situation once it passes over. And that's what you're looking for to finally have that relief. And that's not going to be too long from now. So I say have faith, roll up your sleeves, do the due diligence, and know that in time this is all for your own greater benefit. Because the blessing are giving you gifts that are going to really work well for you, like this new job. I think you can do it. I think it can be done, and I think there's more opportunity there. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I want to share with you. Yeah, hopefully I'll get my art going, too. I do animal portraits, and that's just been nil for years. But I want to share with you, I was so low a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it's been 2 years of just unbelievable stuff. But I think I might have even mentioned on your show, I thought maybe my past life I was just Mengele. I mean, seriously, I've been saying, what have I done? What is this contract that I made? What did I do in past lives to have all this? And I finally turned it around with Ho'oponopono, and I have been saying those prayers every day, and it is just stepping in every time my anger comes up or resentment. I do that rather than looking at that. I ask for forgiveness for my inner child. It's just, I feel like it saved me. And with that, I'm more humble, I'm more grateful, all kinds of things.
Great. Great. We're going to off the air here in like a second. So
okay.
Keep us posted, honey. Okay?
All right.
And God bless
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much. Love you. Thank you.
Bye. You can tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline. We're at the end of the hour.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. We're so happy to do the show and answer your questions. And have a blessed week and have a very happy new moon.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.